You're listening to Jimmy Disu,
Jimmy Disu,
right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And of course, today being Wednesday, today is Dear Bumi Day. Not just that, today is also Amala Day. Not just that, today is also the birthday of my childhood friend, General J.B. Samuel, retired general. He's 70 today. All my friends are crossing the 70. Kotiyetete, Mommy Danny, I want to get to that floor very quickly. General J.B. Samuel, you know, happy birthday. We called him Bab Dats in school. And I think from when we were in Form 1, we had a funny feeling that I used to think that he'd become a policeman because he had this look. You know, he was very quiet in school and had this very stern look. So I wasn't surprised when I heard that he had joined the army and he did very well. To become a major general in itself is not easy. It's not easy. I think they say that after you can progress, I think, up to the point of colonel, you know, by normal ranking and so on. And so after that, you have to work extra. Anyway, happy birthday, Bab Dats. I don't know where the party, whether there's a party or not. But I'll find out if I can have my lunch there. Why not? I also have I don't know which surname. I don't know which one to call you.
Uncle Jimmy. Mm. My name is Oluwayemisi Adekunle.
Okay. The last time you were here, what did we call you?
What you choose to call me might not be what. Yeah.
Okay, we will just call you Yemisi for now because even the article might change anytime
call me
from now.
Oluwayemisi.
It's too long. The form that we use here. Anyway, Yemisi, it's nice to see you.
Thank you.
I have an intern here. You know, he's a student from Wazobe Academy. What's his name? James.
Jerry
Rollins. I have Jerry here. And
he looks like Rollins, though.
He looks like Rollins, yes. Okay, I've just introduced you. You can go back to your seat. Sorry. Okay. You can go back to your seat. Just so that people know that you are here. All right. Let's get down to business very quickly. Good morning, Auntie Bumi. Today is for the Amala people. They know themselves. Today is Amala. You go with me one day.
Can I come as well?
Yes.
Why?
No,
coffee, you can come.
Uncle Jimmy, Auntie Bumi is our auntie.
I can't take coffee.
Jimmy, why? You just said it for the whole world to hear. I'll go with you.
Coffee can come and scatter ground for you.
I don't
but
understand.
But I will not, Uncle Jimmy.
No, I don't understand.
You will get in the way, but I won't.
Lawyer, me say I don't understand.
Coffee,
no.
We know you. We know what we know.
Well, I'm a saint, sir.
Oh, yeah. We've not even gone that level.
Just Amala. I will eat only Amala.
Coffee is okay. It's okay. It's all right. Okay, let's get down to business. Yemisi, look at what we have to look at today.
Okay.
Wife and mistress are currently pregnant. Double barrel in here. This is what we call a 1-1 goalless draw. This one, his constant moms are wearing me down. She earns more, but I pay all the time. Ari. Jumai says that he once dated my mom. That's her current boyfriend. Otifema married. Washewa former. As it was in the time of the mom, so shall it be in the time of the daughter. Wow. And another one is, I doubt if he fancies me, Rolly. And Inkiru, Inkiru was here yesterday.
Hope he's not our farmer.
Not our farmer. Says, should I wait or make the first move? Let's start with wife and mistress currently pregnant. Help me keep this somewhere, please. I think it's this
one. I know that's what will interest Uncle Jimmy. I just knew it.
Why would I be interested in wife and mistress pregnant?
Kofi, don't we know why that. Uncle Jimmy would be interested
in that? I ignore that. I take no offense. After a series of my wife's miscarriages, I thought of trying for a child with one of my girlfriends. But for my philandering, my marriage would have been happier. My wife had caught me out. Whose phone is on? Let me see your phone. Let's just have it, please. Just bring it. Let's get it out of here. Mm. So sorry about that. We had some interference. So, my wife had caught me out a few times, but I've always promised to change. When my current girlfriend told me she was pregnant, I was shocked because my wife was pregnant again. And we were hoping she'd carry it to full term. Why were you hoping to carry it to full term?
You said the wife had that serious.
Serious, okay. So they were praying. When I told my girlfriend my wife was pregnant, she was furious. What did you think the guy was doing at home at night? She was furious. She reminded me I told her my marriage was more or less over and encouraged her to have a child for me. I see. So there was a breach of contract. He says, when I got home a few days later, my wife was in tears. She'd had another miscarriage and was inconsolable. It gave way to tears too, and when I eventually told my girlfriend, she said we should both take a chance at being parents since I didn't love my wife, that the miscarriage was convenient. I thought the girlfriend was pregnant. Now I feel I have to support my current girlfriend, but how do I leave my wife when she's so unhappy? This man is a confused man.
He's not a confused man. He's a man that wants to eat his cake and have it. He's a very selfish man, not considerate of his wife's feeling. Because if he was, like he mentioned in the narrative, he said that if he had been faithful to his wife, but for his philandering, his marriage would have been happier. So he's been sowing oats all over town. And are we even sure that the girlfriend's pregnancy belongs to him?
Ah, yeah, Missy, Madam Conleo.
Yes.
He might be listening.
Yeah, let him listen and hear the truth.
Madam Conleo, no, withdraw that statement.
No, Uncle Jimmy. The man might even be incapable of impregnating a woman. Let's just face it.
No, but he impregnated his wife. He came down.
Uncle Jimmy, have you gone to check the DNA records in Lagos State recently?
No.
Okay, so maybe that will give you...
That should do a DNA on myself to find out...
Women even go... The essence women go to keep their marriages. And for a woman that has been having a series of miscarriages and is desperately trying to save her marriage because the man himself confessed that he's been philandering.
So
a man about town, sewing everywhere, anything, any hole portable.
This is daytime.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Wow. So what should he do now? I think this is his mind is not clear. Jokes apart and innuendos apart, he doesn't have a clear mind as to what he wants. For example, who do you think he likes the more, the girlfriend or the wife? Maybe he should choose one.
He should choose whom he likes and stick with the person that he likes.
Yes.
He should let the poor woman go if he doesn't want to stay in that marriage anymore. There's no point keeping a man. And you know, this is also for the woman as well. You don't need to stay in a loveless marriage. Once the marriage is over, it's better for you to take a walk when your dignity is still intact than for you to keep trying to walk a marriage that is obviously dead.
But it doesn't say here that the wife knows about the girlfriend, though.
Said boy for his philandering. That means
she caught him once.
So she has caught him. If you catch a man
philandering, what are the implications?
The implication is that you ask yourself that, do I want to stay in this marriage? Or do I want to take a walk?
Is it if you catch him once or in multiple times?
Uncle Jimmy, I think the choice is for every woman to make. If you catch him once, you should ask yourself that, is it worth it? Will he do it again? What are the circumstances that led to him going this way?
Anyway, 0700-993-993, because this one calls for public discourse. 0700-993-993-993 and 0201-465-7190, so that we can actually tell Desmond what to do with himself. I would think that he might need to see a shrink. From the letter, you can see a few infantile reasoning in between, the kind of reason you probably see at nursery 2 or so. So I think you might need to see if it might not be a full shilling. Like Oyinbos would talk, would say, he might not be. He looks unstable.
Yeah, it's very, very unstable.
Mara Obale.
Yeah.
Looks unstable.
Very, very. Because moving from one girl to another woman to another, impregnate this one, impregnate that one, then you're not like, my wife is not happy, my girlfriend is unhappy. What's your business with your girlfriend? Do you want to see
you know, if we were to go the traditional way, like most of us would think when we are back in the village, some people will be saying that the miscarriage that the wife had was because he told the girlfriend.
Yeah, some people will reason that way.
Would you?
Why should I reason that way?
I'm not asking why. I said, would you?
Is no, yes? I wouldn't.
Is it yes or no?
I wouldn't. I
is
wouldn't.
Is it yes or no situation?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Is it yes or no situation?
No, Uncle Jimmy.
He once dated my mom. This is Jumai. It certainly is a small world. My current boyfriend is over 20 years older, but I love him a lot.
Wow.
Is that a 20 years gap between you and a man? Is it allowable?
Okay, so I remember when I was in uni and I had a friend that later got married to this very, very older man. He was about 20 something years older than our age group. He's about 20 something years older than our age group. So one day, and I am very close to my dad, so one day this guy came to drop us off at my parents. So my dad now has that's so person's boyfriend. I didn't even think twice about it, you know. My dad didn't say anything, but I could see something. I could read everything.
He was a bit
street.
Worried, yes.
So later, I now went to me. I said, I saw the way you looked the other time. I said, how did you? I said, I saw it there. So what is it about? I said, let me say, I would advise you. Once the age gap is more than 10 years, you have extra work to do to keep the marriage if it eventually leads to marriage. And I have held on to that in my adult years.
Adult years.
Because you find out that there's a shift that over 10 years brings into the dynamics of the relationship, and you just need to keep doing some stuff to
what
reassure Uncle Jimmy. You said this is daytime, so we have to keep.
So you are leaving the rest to our imagination.
You can say that
some women will argue with you that sometimes the more mature the man, the better the relationship.
Uncle Jimmy, age has nothing to do with maturity. You've seen 70-year-olds that behave like 20-something-year-olds. And we've seen 20-something-year-olds that act way more wiser than their age. So it has nothing to do with the age, really. It's more about the kind of guy that the man is.
Man is.
And, you know, the way he reasons, does he respect you? Does he see you as a partner? Does he see you as somebody that he can build a very beautiful life with? Uncle Jimmy, why are you looking at me like that?
How am I looking at you? You're supposed to be looking at your microphone.
I have to look at you because we are having a conversation here.
Yeah, and I'm listening to you. Romance will lay.
Oh, Uncle Jimmy, why are you blushing? Uncle Jimmy is looking at me.
You walked right back into it.
Why are you blushing,
okay,
Uncle
so
Jimmy?
I'm listening.
I could see it written all over you.
Let us just say that freedom is good.
Yeah, it is, Uncle Jimmy. You can say that again.
Between the two of us, we understand.
Yeah, we do.
Freedom,
we do. I had a party to celebrate it, really.
You
should. It's really
congratulations.
Good. Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, okay, so we are going to open up our line 0700-993-993-993, 0201-465-7190. Chris, don't call. You called yesterday. Okay, he's the only one who is banned for now because I know this is the kind of topic he wants to, but he called yesterday. So, Chris, don't call. Put the call through to Ghana and keep yourself busy. Of course, I'll expect a lot of contributions, especially from the woman. We'll expect some contributions from the woman. Okay, so whilst we're waiting for that to happen, we'll read the rest of the story. When he mentioned the neighborhood where he grew up, I told him my mother came from the same area. You see, it's getting complicated. He asked what her maiden name was, and he was visibly embarrassed when I told him. He admitted that it had a relationship with my mom whilst they were growing up. And of course, all kinds of things happened. This has really shaken me badly. I don't know if I can keep on seeing him with the possibility of both him and my mom meeting again after all these years. What if we eventually get married? It will certainly be weird being with a man who's been with my mom in the past. I think she should run away.
Yeah, I think she should just.
It's going to be a bit untidy.
She should leave that drama. Save herself that drama. It's very, very untidy because
very untidy,
someone that has been with your mom and now you are married to that
person.
But
what is the. What I'm asking, you know, just because I'm the anchor of the show, otherwise I wouldn't ask. What would happen if she marries him?
Okafor's law could happen.
Yes, for those who know Okafor's law, fine. If you don't know Okafor's law, ask your neighbor.
If you get it, you get it.
You get it. If you don't get it, you don't get
forget
it.
Forget about it.
Yes.
So, yes.
Even if that doesn't happen, let's assume that, you know, it's just a bit uncomfortable.
It's very, very uncle Jimmy.
But why is it that once a man and a woman have been together at any point in their lives, nothing stays the same again? Even the years will not kill it.
I think God put that desire there for a purpose.
You think so?
Yeah, I believe God put it there for a purpose.
The moment it happens.
Yes, Uncle Jimmy. And you know, the holy books always support that this desire should only be consummated in a marital situation. So I think it still takes us back to abstinence. Hold your body. No matter the hold
put
your body
in the paper bag.
Put your body inside where it's meant to be, and don't give it to someone that is not meant to be with you.
We have a call. I think we have a call. Hello, good morning. Okay, we lost
the call.
Because somebody said hold. But when I hear things like hold your body,
Uncle Jimmy. We are on daytime radio.
No, I just
don't,
said yes.
Okay,
yes.
So don't sleep around.
I understand all that.
Let's assume the mom and that guy dated without sleeping together.
Yes.
There might not be anything. Oh, I dated your mom, but nothing. I'm dating you now. Nothing has happened. She can easily walk away. She's considering marriage because she's thinking of, oh, I've slept with him. Will I leave him? Where do I start from? What will happen and all that?
Mm-mm.
So, you know, hold your body.
So what we should recommend here, Missy, with the agreement of Feta here. I know Feta's man and she will agree. You should have a form like they have in the pilots. Like pilots have in the plane, ending level check, check. You should have a checklist.
Of course.
And part of it, for future purposes, is this kind of thing that can happen.
Yes.
Say, do you know my mom?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you know, I see a lot of people go into relationships without doing the check. And that check is really important. Before you get into
the relationship. So we now add mom to the checklist, just in case.
Where did you grow up? Oh, I grew up in so-so place. You know, the conversation got to where did you grow up? Oh, I grew up in so-so neighborhood. Oh, my mom grew up there as well. If they had done the checklist from the get-go, it wouldn't get up to this level. She would have been able to decide that, I can't.
What does our culture say about being intimacy with a mother and a daughter?
Okay.
Albeit by accident.
You know, there's a Yoruba belief that when you sleep with a mother and a daughter, you have been able to fortify yourself against death.
Oh, Niku.
Oh, Otishogun Ikuni.
No wonder I'm still alive. That's a joke.
Otishogun Ikuni. So.
Are you kidding? I didn't
yes,
know that.
Uncle Jimmy.
So you have become Kokumo.
Uh huh. So, you know. It's really,
no,
really.
No, but I don't think so. It happens.
Maybe
though.
You should ask the older people that knows about culture.
How many people are older than I am now?
And that's what I said. That knows about culture. You don't know because you are not really a Nigerian per se.
Well,
how are you?
Oh, okay. So, what do we tell Juma now? I think she should run for cover.
She should run for cover. And, you know, when going into another relationship, she should do the checks from the
people with her mom have known her back?
No, but just to...
Just to be sure.
Just to be sure.
Hello, good morning.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning.
Yes.
That was she just said just now. I know about it. Living with a daughter and a mother.
Yes.
So that is what the person was saying. That is why he's doing it.
He did not say
that
so.
That cover him for all those things. But now, if you look at his life, the life is miserable. It's nothing to say apart because of all those things he were doing. Then let the man run away from all those things. Thank you.
No, it's not to be done on purpose. Remember though that Diabumi is a whole lot of fun. So don't take everything to heart. We're just having fun here. It's not something that should be. I don't want everybody thinking that because I want to live long. We don't want all brothers-in-law running for cover. 9:23, and I think I can take just one more call before I go. Or else I'll be reading the... Even if I start reading it now, I'll have to... Can I go on break now? I don't want to be caught out by this engine.
Yes, you
are. Yes. Okay, so we'll take a short break and I'll be right back.
You can actually take this call.
You have a call? Oh, yeah, let's take it. Very quickly. If it talks... Hello, quickly, you have a minute.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Quickly, you have a minute. You have a minute.
Okay, Uzoma on the line.
This is Uzoma.
Uncle Jimmy, in evil race... It's very, very untidy for a man to play along with the mother and play along with the daughter.
Yes.
It's an omen in Igbo race.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. You welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Today is Wednesday and it's Diabumi Day. And in Diabumi circles, today is Amala Day. Amala.
So we are going there together today.
You and who?
You and I.
I'm not going anywhere with you. Everybody go be in Papa name.
Auntie Bumi, I'm inviting myself.
Do you know her house?
Yes.
Where?
Have you forgotten that day that we went to her house together?
You and who?
You and I. I was in the car and you went inside.
Ha.
Uncle Jimmy, don't let me expose you.
Expose me.
I didn't come in now.
All right. So this is a common problem. It's a very common problem, and a lot of people will identify with this. She earns more. That's problem number one. But problem number two is that I pay all the time. So let's say that she's working in the bank, she's a bank manager. But I'm a clerk in the ministry, but I pick up all the bills. He says that my girlfriend holds a managerial position in a fairly big company, and she earns more than I do. But she never puts her hand in her pocket to pay for anything we share together, either meals or drinks. She goes on and on about equal rights for women, but expects me to pay for everything. Now, that's a bad habit, but I'll get to it. Most of the time, she doesn't even say thank you. How can I get her to stop being such a freeloader?
Yeah, dating itself a very entitled woman. And I think that's the problem on its own.
But it's a bit of a general problem where this part of the side of the woods, people believe that it's a man that must always pick up the bill. I think there's some...
I don't think it's general, Uncle Jimmy. The segment of women that you...
No. It's general.
I don't think
so. The exceptions
so,
to the rule, it is general. I meet the woman, you don't. It is general.
Maybe it's the kind of woman you are dating.
It's not the kind. The kind of woman are people like you.
No. I'm not the type of woman that you did talk to me.
But I need to tell women that it is self-respecting.
For you to pick your bills?
No matter how rich you think the guy is, once in a while, just say, hey, hold on. It's my turn this time. I think this is very, very crucial.
Most of them don't.
Yeah, they don't do that. And so let's hear what people have to say. Do we have any comments on WhatsApp or YouTube? Yes.
Some interesting ones on YouTube from Blair Aya, who says, one of my girlfriends, my current girlfriend, now all these mistresses who still believe men that claim that they will leave their wives are unserious. The man should carry his cross. And then he says 20 years age difference is two different generations. That's too much of an age gap. Exactly. Will he regard you as someone he can respect?
Mm-hmm.
Will you be calling him sir or give him a pet name?
You give him a pet name, call him babe.
Uncle Jimmy talking from experience.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Babe,
I agree. You call him honey, you call him babe.
Okay,
I think that to each his own.
Mm-hmm.
I have people who have sworn that from their childhood they'd always wanted an older person.
Older person shouldn't be 20.
No, what are you saying? They'd always, because there's some women who are attached to the lifestyle of their parents.
Mm.
Yes, so I think that really and truly there is no set rule. I don't think there's a set rule.
Yeah, you said it, to each his own.
To each his own.
So I think we should leave it at that. But this woman and her entitled disposition.
See this one?
Yes.
Well, it's something that I think women should think about. No matter how rich the guy might be, no matter how rich. Even if one day you show up with a bunch of bananas, you show up with oranges, you show up, at least you let him know that you're not a freeloader. Women must put themselves in a position of respect, or else they'll be treated like trash.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so even if it's a bunch of bananas, a pineapple, something. I've heard people say, what do we want to give you? You have everything. Nobody, even the richest of men,
still desire to be gifted something.
Something. You have something here. Okay, hello.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah. And good morning to the guest.
Good morning.
Ike Nice by name.
Yes.
I want to talk about the age difference. I don't want to dwell on the fact that the guy dated the mom and the daughter. I don't want to dwell on that fact. I just want to talk about the age difference.
Yeah.
I want to state clearly that there's something that ladies don't understand, and it works for men better. Men actually prefer, on the average, men actually prefer younger ladies. And the funny aspect of it is that the older the men get, the younger the preference is for a lot of guys.
Yes.
So it's just what it is, and there's nothing to it, actually. It serves a whole lot of reasons, which I wouldn't want to talk about on
radio.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay, but hold on. Has he gone? Hold on. Oh, I wanted to ask him whether generally, of course, the exceptions to every rule, but generally, whether older men prefer younger women as wives. It's enough if it's girlfriend, that is understood. That's a physical connection. But if emotionally, for settling down, older, I think it's history is on. I joked one time. If I say this thing now, they say, Uncle Jimmy has come again. Somebody asked me, and I said, I don't do nurseries. I do old people's home. But again, as you grow older, it depends. I think each situation comes with its own. I mean, because, hey, I think you said it, that there are some 40-year-old women that are jolly well, even more mature than some women in their 60s. Indeed, some women who are older, as they get older, become children all over again. I mean, so I think each comes with its own merit, you know.
So what's your preference now, Uncle Jimmy?
It's not for public consumption. And
okay.
I'm not even available for anybody to come and say I'm occupied.
Oh.
The door is sealed.
Fantastic.
Yes, yes.
Interesting.
The door is sealed. It's sealed. What is the greatest gum that God ever created? The sealant.
Gorilla glue.
No, gorilla is stronger than that. Which one? The one they use for furniture. No, yellow fire.
Maybe we should call the people that can unseal it.
No. I'm occupied.
Okay, now.
I'm unavailable.
Come on.
They know they see you.
I'm unavailable.
Well, we know some people that they see you, Uncle Jimmy.
They don't see me.
Okay, now. We'll see to that.
I'm a new improved product.
Interesting.
Elephant power. New improved product. dear me. Yeah. So, let's see. Do we have any caller? Okay.
Uncle Jimmy, there's a comment on YouTube. This person says that, morning, Uncle Jimmy. I beg to disagree with your guest. I don't like the way Madame portrayed the man who impregnated his wife and girlfriend as jumping from one bed to the other. Two men is not too much. Two women is not too much.
I didn't portray. He said he's philandering. That was his story.
He said he's philandering.
He was the one that said philandering.
So we allow for two beds.
Why should two beds?
No, because
okay, so if the guy can have two beds, the woman too can do two beds.
Hey, nobody has said that. Everybody will face his own consequence. So if people believe that what a man can do, I can't need your leg now.
Uncle Jimmy, why should you get married when you know that you are not ready to settle with one person?
Why? You can marry two now.
Okay, why go into a one-man, one-woman relationship?
May God bless my big uncle. And Nikulapo, he married 27.
And
his wife did not even leave. She was happy to welcome them.
Uncle Jimmy.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, good morning.
this is Moses calling from Lekki.
Good morning, Moses, Carol.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
And good morning to the one in the studio. There is no, you see, if a woman settles down, he's not supposed to cheat.
God bless
even
you.
The other. If denomination that believe you can marry two wives. He said Shugbon, and it's a big lie. No one can treat a new car and a old car equally.
Oh, fantastic, Moses.
It's very impossible. The Quran simply says take one. Let's forget all these preachers that never follows what really the Quran or the Bible says. It means pick one.
In Saudi, how many wives
only
do they
means
have?
You as a man, you need to have, or a woman, you need to have something called self-control. These days we preach, I think people want to eat their cake
and have
it in their hands.
And keep it in the fridge.
The world promotes these days, which is very impossible.
Okay. Thank you very much. Noted.
Thank you, Moses.
Why are you thanking him? He's the one running this
Moses
program.
Is a wise guy.
Well, he's wise now. I mean, if we are to go by that. We have another caller. It's so nice to hear new voices, you know. Very refreshing.
Very refreshing.
Very refreshing. Hello, good morning. Okay, he's gone. All right. Raleigh.
Okay.
Raleigh says that I am 16 and there's this 19-year-old who has been sending me text messages. Okay, sending me text messages, informing me of how much he loves me. He keeps trying to convince me that I'm the only one who occupies his heart.
Yeah.
When I told him that I don't want him to be my boyfriend, he said he will always love me, even if I turn his heart out. Man.
Oh. Ah! Right from cradle.
He said, I'm the only one who occupies his heart.
Hey, yeah.
At 19.
Hey, yeah. Hey, God Almighty.
J. Disu, like Bambo. Bambo Adebili, good morning. He's the one who calls and he's a... His wife, Folake Ademili, now used to be Folake Lawansin. Folake Lawansin knew me when I was 19, when we were in UniBen. She can testify that I'm thinking like this. Good morning to the two of you, Grandpa and Grandma. And when I told him that I didn't want him to be my boyfriend, he said he would always love me, even if I told him. 2 days later, he phoned and told me he really loves me. He's moving in for the kill. I truly love this guy, but I'm not sure if he's trying to deceive me. Rolly, how old is Rolly?
Rolly, 16.
Rolly, 16.
Face your wife and jam now. Face your undergrad studies.
Wait, what age are you allowed to have a boyfriend?
Uncle Jimmy.
Advise parents.
Okay, so as someone who has a daughter, who I'm very close to, I always say to her, you are free to have a boyfriend, but you are not free to go the whole way.
Yes,
with a boyfriend. So a boyfriend is just a friend who is a boy, which means that you can talk to this person, you can discuss, even see what is in his brain. So you can have someone like that, but it shouldn't go beyond that conversation and, you know.
A 16-year-old is just finishing SS3.
Exactly. So what's the business with having a boyfriend and turning his heart out? For now, I think she should focus on her studies and focus
but
making
is,
good
if
friends.
If a girl is already inclined at 16, she has a heart.
Mm-hmm.
okay, back in their own time, even if they don't go the whole hog, mm-hmm. at 16 she'll be writing love letters mm-hmm. in the garden of love where mm-hmm. birds are singing and whatever. Mm-hmm. She'll be perfuming it. Mm-hmm. She'll be putting it inside pink letterhead and pink envelope wow. and all this. There'll be love. She'll be reading Mills and Bones. Mm-hmm. She'll be doing all kinds at 16. Mm-hmm. Her heart will be raising boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how do you advise parents to handle a 16-year-old at that age? You told your daughter, but you said in the first instance you're very close to her.
I'm very close to her. That's the first thing I will advise parents to be their friend at that age.
Their age.
The kind of friend that before they discuss with anything that comes to their mind, before they share with any other person, you are the first person they think about.
Because when I think about when we were 16, from 5, I was going to A-levels. When we were in A-levels, I remember the first Valentine's Day we had in Compro when I was in lower 6. Do you know that none of us ever got married, but mentally, we still pair people together.
Exactly.
And the bond...
It's still there.
It's still there. Some of them are the best of friends, you know, like the guys I did lower 6 with, Dokundem and Akiti... God bless his soul and all of us, Ibi, everybody. Oh, by the way, Ibi is not here, but I can quote what he said to me one day. He says, "Young girls are my weakness."
Uncle Jimmy, I like Oba. Anyone that gives a secret with Uncle Jimmy is dumb.
He didn't say it was a secret. But yeah, I sang it for him when we came to pay homage to Akiti here. Young girls are my weakness. Well, but I would really... I don't like advising a girl, just go and read your book.
No.
It's a bit dismissive.
It is very, very dismissive.
So what are we going to tell Rolly now? Take it easy.
Take it easy, Rolly. Your life develop is a better relationship with...
Sit back and watch.
With your mom or a big sister or a big aunt that has her head in the right places as well, because some auntie will even be the one to say, it's okay to sleep.
I don't know if I can tell this to a 16-year-old. That a man never knows what he truly feels about a woman until the deed is done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's when the deed is done that his eyes become clear.
Yeah.
This one wants to pull his hat out.
Yes.
He's been licking his lips and mm-hmm. so on and so forth.
Once he sleeps with you, Rolly, he won't be able to say whether he wants to continue with you or he just wants you for sleeping purposes.
But that creates a dilemma. Supposing that happens, what does a woman do? You move on.
Well... You learn from it.
You learn from it.
And decide that, do I want to keep sleeping with other guys to prove whether they love me or not? Or do I want to keep myself
alone? Do you know you can stretch a guy for 4 or 5 years and until the day he catches it? You see, some men enjoy the chase.
Mm-hmm. And the moment they catch you.
The moment they catch it.
The thrill is gone.
The trophy goes up. And mm-hmm. You know those things that they give you, KLM? Mm-hmm. One time, those miniatures. Mm-hmm. Some men have a mental miniature tray in there. You know, wherever they are, their homes or offices, and they imagine that.
This was what it was like sleeping with Rolly. This was what it was like sleeping with Funke. This was what Hawa was like. Jimmy.
There's no woman
Bashir.
There's no woman called
Jimmy. No, some women too. You know, they just think, this was how Bashir was like. This was how
Jimmy. But you were just calling me Uncle Jimmy now. How
this
come
was
you
like Fola, Fola Jimmy.
If that, did you notice? Before she was calling me, Uncle Jimmy, that when he don't relax, say Jimmy.
No way.
Pick a call.
Uncle Jimmy.
Hello. Good morning, EMC.
Good morning.
Yeah. See, this is just Lokoye.
Good morning.
I'm out.
I'm cool, sir.
Long time, okay, but you've kept the instructions to call once in a while. Good.
See, I just want to say something concerning 16 years old.
Yes.
See, 16 years old is the new, what should I call it, new adult for ladies nowadays.
I guess so.
It is. I'm over 30. I finished secondary school in 2009. And even in my secondary school days, I dated 16 years old. Imagine many years.
Whoa! See,
disclose.
It is against the law. You are admitting to a crime.
I'm not within.
Somebody should call me the Attorney General or Mrs. Adeni.
What I'm saying is, see, 16 years old ladies, when you tell her, face your studies, do this, do this, you are like driving them away from you. They are going to go far.
No,
like,
didn't say face your studies.
No, she didn't say face your studies.
I said develop a closer relationship with your mom, and the mom too should build a closer relationship with the daughter.
So that you can talk one on one.
Exactly.
Okay, even after you build it, you still leave it in the hands of God and the hands of the lady. No matter what you do, if a guy has, if a guy wants to really go at your daughter, only God that can save you.
Honestly. Okay, Jesus, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your contribution. Highly appreciated. You will call again. I think I need to develop a timetable. So if Chris called yesterday, when can he call again? He can call on Friday. By the way, YMC, is there free John? Are you cooking free John? Match it by now.
I'm traveling tomorrow.
Yeah. Where will I eat free John? Does anybody know who can...
yesterday, someone sent a message that Grandma Lara will be cooking.
Grandma Lara will be cooking. I should go to Ikorodu to go and cook for free John. I mean,
they can send it to you.
By boat.
By dispatch.
No, you can send it by boat. Don't worry, I have Grandma Lara's. I have her telephone number. Did she say specifically she'll be cooking free John?
She sent a message on WhatsApp.
That she'll be cooking. Okay, so when she sent the message that she'll be cooking free John, so what does that mean now? Is it for us to know that she'll be cooking free John or that she's going to send free John to us?
She has extended an open invitation, Uncle Jimmy.
That's no problem.
Look at the message.
What does it say?
Grandma Lara will be making free John. Good morning, JD and Feta. She sent it yesterday.
Fantastic.
Get quiet.
JD and Feta. Uncle Jimmy, you are invited.
Let's go now.
We can't go to Ikorodu and come back the same day. It's foul.
And now, Grandma Lara will lodge us. Uncle Jimmy, there's a question here that I really want you to answer as well.
Yes.
The person says, hello, Uncle JD. On the issue of splitting bills, can men just make up their minds? On the one hand, they want a woman who have virtues of our mothers who stayed at home, were submissive, and the men paid all the bills. And then when it doesn't suit them, they want to share bills and still expect the woman to do all the chores and still want to assign the so-called gender stereotyped roles.
My answer to that is very simple. The situation has supplied us an answer. These days, if you have a partner, if you don't have a sharing attitude, that partner is going to go south.
Even our mothers that they are talking about.
Yes.
They brought something to the table as well.
Yes.
A lot of our mothers were semi-stressed that makes the clothes that the men and every member of their household wear.
Yes. What we're saying is don't just be a freeloader.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you're a wrong person, we can understand. But if you want to be respected and so on and so forth, I mean, for God's sake, why should this be an argument? What is the name of that woman? Let me see.
Tosin Oyedele.
How old is she?
I don't know.
Maybe you want to...
No, I want her to contact me for constant lecturing, monitoring and mentoring.
No, you can start with the Amala date today.
Kilo, she, I said I'm not good. We are not taking you.
She is someone.
This is a story. This is a story by Yemisi. You can see it by email.
Now.
Maybe it's you. I've never seen such a control freak as my partner. We live together and he seems to have his own way of doing things. Whenever I'm in the kitchen, he's always hovering around telling me how to get better results. Yet he refuses to cook. He lectures me on how to drive and argues all the time about my friend's behavior and mode of dressing. I love him a lot, though, but his constant moans are wearing me down. How do I cope with this unusual problem? I can't stay with somebody who, with a nag. In this case, we call it a nag. I can't handle it.
No.
I don't have that temperament.
Someone so controlling already shows you the kind of mindset he has.
I can't handle
it. So what are you doing with him?
If you can't handle this guy, what's his name? Yemisi.
Yemisi, I think it's better for you to let him go.
Just take a walk. Mm. Yes, I can't handle it. Yemisi, it's 5:25. You got to go. It was nice having you.
5:25, Uncle Jimmy. Or
9:25, sorry.
9:55.
We got to go. Thank you very much, Yemisi, for
coming. Thank you so much, Uncle Jimmy.
Well, your first time watching my programs. Next week, you're going to participate with a female listener, okay? All right, good. Sit down, please. Thank you. That's why we're going to end it. Feta, thank you very much. What's Up, Lagos comes up next. Tomorrow, I'm going to have Pastor Wale Adefarasin. Wow. Pastor Wale Adefarasin. And we're going to be talking about doing it right. And don't forget, I said next week, I'm going to have Auntie, what's the lady's name now? This woman that has this thing against pastors, some pastors. Yes, that has a beef with the pastors. She's going to be here next week, Friday. So spread the word. And please note that the story is about her and not about pastors. People are saying that.
And she's not even saying pastors. She said Nigerian pastors.
And not all. She said some.
Some Nigerian pastors.
So people shouldn't fret.
Exactly.
Already, you started accusing me. You should put it in a balance. Mm. She hasn't even spoken. Read balance.
Exactly.
And like I said,
some Nigerian pastors.
I'm interested in her perspective of what she thinks. So don't think I'm going to be lining up 54 pastors, talking to them one by one. Besides, I'm a dog in a fight anyway, so solve for a better Nigeria. Thank you very much, MC. Thank you very much, everybody. See you tomorrow. What's up next? Let's read again.
It's What's Up Lagos.
Let's read. Let's try. I will try this time.
Wait.
Who counts?
I'll count.
You count.
Yeah.
Wait. Why don't I count?
You count.
No, I think you ladies first. You should count.
One, two, three.
What's up, Lagos?